Today's daf is Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel, and we have 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. So the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Aleph went back to the first Mishnah of the Perek, and that is a behema mekasha leled, a behema that was in labor. Mekasha is kasha. It was going through a very difficult labor. And the fetus that this behema had inside its rechem stuck its hand out. The Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek had discussed the implications of whether you're allowed to eat the ober, you're not allowed to eat the ober, meaning does the shechita of the mother work for the ober or not, in light of the fact that the ober was hoitzias yadoi. What about the yad itself? What about if it then took its yad and stuck it back into the rechem of the mother? Machloikis, Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, that was the first discussion that the Gemara had as it relates to a behema hamikasha leled v'hoitzi uberes yadid. The discussion in this Mishnah right here in Daf Ayin Beis is with regards to tumah v'tahira implications. And the Mishnah mentioned an important machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, which is going to be the backdrop of the entire daf. Says the Mishnah, Shochat imoy va'achakach chotcha basar. What happens if you had a behema mekasha leled v'hoitzi uberes yadoi, and then the shochet shechted the mother, and after the shochet shechted the mother, he cut off, severed that one hand that the uber had stuck out. The question is the uber that was inside the mother's rechem tameh or is it not tameh? The reason that you would think that maybe it should be tameh is because being that the shechita was never matter, that one yad ba'achila, so maybe we have to look at it as nevela, or maybe we have to look at it as eiver menachah. But the point is, being that the shechita wasn't matter that yad, maybe it's tameh. If it's tameh, the remaining of the uber that was inside its mother, the remaining of the uber that did become mutter with the shechita of the mother, being that it's now touching, it's making contact with the yad that did not become mutter, maybe we have to look at the kosher part, the part that became mutter, at the very least as being in contact, maga, with the part that is tameh, and as a result, if something touches a davar tameh, it too becomes tameh. Or do we say no? It's true that the shechita was never matter that one yad ba'achilo, but at the same time, it doesn't mean that we look at that yad that was hoitzi uber es yadoi as being nevela. It doesn't mean we look at it as being eiver menachah. It's true that shechita wasn't matter at ba'achilo, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's tameh. If it's not tameh, the rest of the uber that's mutter ba'achilo will be mutter ba'achilo and also won't be tameh. Isn't it touching that eiver? Yes, it's touching the eiver, but the eiver itself is not tameh. And if the eiver itself is not tameh, the uber is not going to be tameh. In other words, the Mishnah said, shochet es imei v'achaka chotcha habasar, magen nevela divi Rameir. Rameir holds that the uber that's inside the mother, that becomes mutter with the shechita of the mother, although it's mutter b'achilo, but at the same time it's tameh. Why? Because it's in contact with the eiver that was outside, that the shechita didn't impact. Thus, it's tameh maganavela. The Chachamim say, no, we don't look at it as if it's in contact with a nevela. Rather, we look at it as the contact in a treifa. Why treifa? Treifa in the sense that even though it's asa b'achilo, but a treifa which is asa b'achilo is still not tameh. So too, this aver, it's true, it's asa b'achilo. But despite the fact that it's asa b'achilo, it's not tameh, it is tahar. And it's for that reason, the halacha, according to the Chachamim, is it's not going to be tameh. So bottom line, the chelik of the uber that did become mutter with the shechita of the mother, the part that never left the rechem of the mother, is mutter b'achilah, nothing to talk about. The question is it tameh or is it not tameh? What would be the svarah to be tameh? Because it's touching the yad that was outside of the mother at the time of the shechita, which did not become mutter with the shechita of the mother. Usually, if you have basar that didn't become mutter b'achilah, it's nevela. If it's nevela, it's also tameh. So the question is, do we look at the uber that's inside as touching the davar tameh, thus it too will be tameh maga nevela, or not? Rameir says, yeah, we look at it as maga nevela. The Chachamim say, we look at it as maga trefa. It's true, it's touching something that's asa b'achila, but it's not tameh. Where do you find something that shechita didn't make mutter b'achila, yet it's not tameh? Trefa, and that's why they use the analogy of trefa. Just like a trefa is asa b'achila, but it's still not tameh, it's tahar. So too, in this case, the remaining uber will not be tameh. A little confusing, but this is just the beginning and really just the backdrop of a very challenging daf. Either way, Zokta Gemara, I don't understand Shita's Rameir. Rameir says that the part of the uber that was inside the rechem, that became mutter with the shechita and the mother, being that it's making contact with the yad
that was outside of the rechem at the time of the shechita, it becomes tameh. Why is it tameh? Mag nevela. It's touching nevela. Frank the Gemara, tumas beis astarim. Isn't this tumas beis astarim? The tumas beis astarim leimetamia. We saw this in the previous daffin. There's an idea that even though something touches a dover tameh, it becomes tameh. But it's only if the contact was done in an external way. But if the contact was done internally, for example, if somebody would swallow something, and now the dover tameh is inside his guf. So even though the dover tameh is touching the internal organs of this person's guf, but it's beis hastarim, it's internal, it's hidden, and tumas beis hastarim is not tumah. And the Gemara's kasha is that where the uber that was inside the rechem of the mother meets the aver that was outside the rechem of the mother, that point of contact is beis hastarim. And if that point of contact is beis hastarim, noniach the Rameir holds, that being that the aver is aser b'achila, we also look at it as being tame tumas nevela, but at the same time, you need a proper negiyah in order for the tumah to transfer. And there wasn't a proper negiyah. Where's the negiyah? The part of the animal that's inside is touching the part of the animal that's outside. When two evarim make contact, the Gemara presupposes that's tumas beis hasdarim. And if it's tumas beis hasdarim, then this whole tumah shayla should be dead on arrival. The chur, it shouldn't be a problem. Says the Gemara, oh, you know what the answer must be? Who's the one that said in the Mishnah, tumas, magas, nevela, it's Rameyer. This is probably Rameyer, l'shita, so it's Tanan. Who's this Rameyer? So it's a Mishnah in Mesechtes, Kelim, Shloisha, Shenechlak, Tor, Min HaMedrash. The halacha is that a Zava, has a special ability to be metame. It's what's known as tumas medrash. So let's just pick Zav as an example. If he sits or lies or rides on something, the halach is the thing that he sat on or lied on or rode on now gets the same status of tumah that he himself is. So usually if someone is a source of tumah, known as an ava tumah, if he makes contact with something that's tahar, the tumah spreads, but it gets diluted a little bit. So the thing that he's metame now becomes a rishon l'tuma. Rishon becomes a sheni. Sheni becomes a shlishi. Shlishi could become a revi. And there's a whole shulchan aruch. We saw a lot of it earlier in the masechta of what exactly could be a rishon, what could be a sheni, shlishi, revi, etc. A special chiddush in the halachas of tumah v'tahira is that a zav who sits, lies, or rides on something, when he is metame that thing, that tumah does not get diluted, but rather it takes on the same status of tumah that he himself has. It's what's known as tumas medrash. The point is that if a zov would sit on something, a chir, that chir would now be not a rishon l'tumah, it would be an avat tumah. L'may nafkemina, an avat tumah could be metame an adam. A rishon l'tumah cannot be metame an adam. One of the halachos of tumas medrash is that the only time a zov can create a tumas medrash is if the thing that he sat, lied or wrote on was at least shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim. Has to be that sheer. If it's smaller than that, there's no tumas medrash. This is the mission. Shloisha al shloisha shenechlak. There was a sheer, for example, a cloth. It was tummy tumas medrash. Now, and it had the proper sheer. It was 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Shenechlak. Somebody cut it in half. That loch is tummy mena medrash. It's not tummy medrash anymore because that it doesn't have the appropriate sheer anymore. It has to retain a shear of shloisha al shloisha in order for it to be tummy tumas medrash. Once you cut it in half, it's not going to be tummy anymore. Aval tummy maga medrash. But the Mishnah says a chiddush, divi rameir, that if you cut the beged in half, although it can't have a tumas medrash anymore, because it doesn't have the requisite shear, but at the same time, it's still going to be tummy as if it came in contact with the medrash. And the reason is because when this beged was tameh medrash, number one, it was a medrash, but also we looked at each part of the beged as touching the other part of the beged. So really, it's wearing two hats. It's in and of itself a medrash, but also it's in contact with a medrash because every fiber is part of a larger beged. Thus, it's in contact with the beged that's also tameh tumas medrash. But here's the chap. The chap is that medrash has to be a shear of shloisha al shloisha. But in order for something to be tame, not tumas medrash, any other tumah, such as maga medrash, I'm tame not because I'm a medrash, I'm not big enough for that, but I came in contact with a medrash, for that you don't have to be shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim. It's a little tricky. For that you have to be shloish etzbois al shloisha etzbois. So they're both 3 by 3. One is shloisha by shloisha, the other is shloish by shloish, but one is a much bigger shear. Shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim versus shloish etzbois al shloisha etzbois. So our mayor says that when you cut this beggar in half, being that it's not shloisha al shloisha anymore, I'm assuming it was 2 equal parts. So one is 1.5 by 1.5, the other is 1.5 by 1. So it's not going to be the same shear, but at the same time, it's a big enough shear from Tumas Magas Medrash, and for that reason, you can have Magas Medrash. Tanya, but Rabbi Yossi over there argued. He said, I'm Rabbi Yossi, I don't understand. How in the world could you have Magas Medrash over there? There's no Magas Medrash. that you look at each part of the beged as touching the other part of the beged. Rabbi Yossi didn't hear that. Ella, Rabbi Yossi said the only way after cutting this beged you can argue that each part of the beged is still going to be tummy is shemnaga by zav shei tummy magazav. If the zav touched it, then it's going to be tummy for magazav. But you can't look at each part of the beged as being a magamedris by virtue of the fact that it's attached to the other part. But what's the bottom line? You see from here an interesting machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, that if you have a beged that's tummy and now you cut the beged in half and now it doesn't have the shit tummy anymore, do you look at each half of the beged as anyways being tummy? Because while it was attached to the other part, it was also touching it. When two things are attached, do we look at it as being in a state of maga or not? Rameh said we look at it as being in a state of maga. Rabbi Yossi said, now, at first glance, what's the machloikis? The Gemara is arguing the machloikis is probably Tumas Beis Hastarim. That if you hold that Tumas Beis Hastarim is Tumah, so when two things are attached, even though that maga is a quote-unquote Beis Hastarim type of maga, we look at the fibers touching in a Beis Hastarim way, Rameh holds Tumas Beis Hastarim is Tumah. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not Tumah. So what is the kasha? In our Mishnah, we see that Rameh holds that the chelik over that's inside the rechem of the mother at the time of the Shechita is considered to be touching the yad of the mother that was, or the yad of the uber that was outside of the rechem of the mother at the time of the Shechita. And being that Rameh holds that the Shechita that wasn't mat to the yad, it has a din of an avela, it could also be metamra, but the kasha was at the end of the day, where's the maga? You need maga in order to have nevela. The maga l'chur is Beis Hastarim, and if it's Beis Hastarim, that's not considered a maga. Says the Gemara, oh, it's Rameh L'shitasai. The same Rameh that said that when a beged, a complete beged, we look at each part of the complete beged as touching each other, even though technically it's Beis Hastarim, this is the same Rameh who holds that the uber is, even though it's part of the, it's all one uber, but the yad and the remaining part of the uber are considered touching, says the Gemara. It's not muchach. You don't have to say that. Lavit maralo amar ula. Ula already explained that price over there. That loishan wala shloisha al shloisha shenechlak. That the only time Rameh Rabbi Yossi argued is if the original beggar was shloisha al shloisha and you cut it now into two parts. Ava shloisha al shloisha habois mi beged gadol. But let's say you had a very large beged, a very, very large beged, and you cut off a small part that was shloisha al shloisha. So the part that you cut was a small fraction of the larger beged. Over there we say, v'shas prishasa me'avim, mikabos tumas me'avim. Even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that the little part that you cut off is going to be tummy tumas magas medras. The only time Rabbi Yossi said you don't say maga medras when you cut a beged into half, that's if you cut into two relatively equal parts. It doesn't have to be mamish equal, but they're relatively equal. But let's say you have a very large beged, you cut off a small piece, that small piece is considered tummy. Rashi says it's a practical thing, because the reason Rabbi Yossi holds it's not tummy magas medris is because the contact is deemed to have been only when they were attached, which is Beis Hastarim. So if you take a big beged, you cut it into two, when you, as you're cutting it, there isn't necessarily going to be contact. But if you cut a small piece of something larger, then we assume that little piece is for sure going to touch the bigger piece as you're cutting it. Thus, there's going to be a maga that's not necessarily Beis Hastarim. In that case, Rabbi Yossi is going to agree. The point is, any time you cut something small from something big, we assume that there's a real maga going to take place, not just a maga's Beis Hastarim. If that's the case, you don't have to say our mission is going dafkin according to Rameh. It doesn't have to be Rameh L'shitasin. Mishmah can go even according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that when you cut a beged into two, there was never a maga. So when you cut an Uber into two, there was also never maga. No, because Lavit Allah didn't Ula say Rabbi Yossi never said his halacha if you cut a small piece from a large piece. In our case, that's exactly what we're doing. We're cutting the hand of this Uber from the larger Uber. Thus, it's a small from a large. In that case, everybody is going to agree, says the Gemara. Hainami b'shas pishasa me'evim b'kabal tumme me'evim. Ravina said a different teretz. Beged lav l'chaticha koi, uber l'chaticha koi. A beged, if you have a beged that shloisha tfachim al shloisha tfachim, the assumption is you're not going to cut a beged. Most people don't cut begadim. So being that you're not necessarily going to cut the beged, we look at the beged as being attached. Thus, even though there's an egia, there's maga when the two parts of the beged are attached to each other, we look at it as maga's Beis Hastarim. An uber, however, eventually is going to be cut. And the reason is, because what do you do with a baby animal? Eventually, a kosher one, you shech it and you eat it. So at some point, you were going to cut the Aver that was hoitzias yodei from the rest of the beged. Being that you were going to cut it anyways, here's the punchline. Something that is oimid lachtoich, we look at it as kechat katami. So we look at it as chatuch now. What does it mean it's chatuch now? So we don't look at the point of contact as Beis Hastarim. You only look at it as Beis Hastarim. You can't see it. Where's the point of contact? Oh, where they're touching each other? You can't see it. It's all one piece. But if you can look at it as if it's kechatuch tami, so then, even though practically I see one Uber, but halachically, my halachic vision sees something else. I see koloi melachtech kechatoch dami. That's what I'm looking at. And as a result, that's an exposed area. I see two cut up pieces. Oh, that's not based on storm. If it's not based on storm, that's what it's going to be. Thomas says it more. 1 second. Come on. This is also like Reb Meir. Tonight we went to the Mishnah. Kol yodas hakelon shein aruchos. A Mishnah mesechtes mikvaos. So if you have a keli that you want to the toivel, and this keli had a very long handle. It was so long that no one in the world would keep such a long handle. What does it mean? You're going to eventually cut it. Now you want to toivel this keli. So you put the keli into the mikvah, but you were still holding on, let's say, to the edge of the handle. You didn't toivel the entire handle. But it's also the katzitzon. The halach is matvel ad mido. Rameir says that's fine. It's a good tahira. What do you mean? The whole keli didn't have tefillah. No, which part of the keli didn't have tefillah? The part of the handle that you're going to cut anyways. The part of the handle that you're going to cut anyways. No worries. We're not worried about that. We look at it as if it's kekatzus. It doesn't matter that it's oimid liktzayis. You still have to toivel the entire thing. Also, who holds that you say kolo oimid liktzayis kekatzus tami when it comes to tum of itahira? That's Reb Meir. So again, if you're telling me that pshat in our mission, the reason it's not tumas beis hastarim is kolo oimid lachtech kekatzus tami, sounds very similar to kolo oimid liktzayis kekatzus tami, which is shitas Reb Meir in the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvayis, which is fine because we're coming to explain Reb Meir in our Mishnah. But again, does this mean that Ravina's pshat only works Reb Meir l'shitas? The Gemara says no. Filu temi rabbanon. It could be it's going even going to rabbanon chaburi oichlan toman mifrasi dami. V'negi badadi. There's a difference between kolo oimid liktzayis regarding the handle of a keli, and kolayim nedlachtoich regarding one of the legs of an animal. Food, everybody chops up. A handle, even though this person feels that the handle is too big, but you can't, it's much more challenging to say kolayim nedlachtoich of a keli than to say kolayim nedlachtoich of food, because food is command the mifrasi dami. It's just that we always see food as if it's already chopped. We see it sitting on the plate. So if that's the case, then it could be even the Rabbanon that argued in Masechtas Mikvayis with regards to the keli, they can agree as it relates to the food over here. Either way, so we had two pshatim in the Mishnah. Again, Reb Meir holds a chiddush in the Mishnah. Reb Meir says that if you shechted a mother, a pregnant mother, at the time the Uber had been hoitzias yada. It was outside of the Recham of the mother at the time of the Shechita. It's the first Mishnah, Perek Behema, Makasha. We know this in our sleep now. And that is that Aver of the Uber, tricky, the Aver of the Uber is not Motabachil, it's also Bachil. Reb Meir says, if it's also Bachil, it's Nevela, or Aver Menachai. That's already in Shabbos' now. But let's, to keep it simple, it's Nevela. And if it's Nevela, meaning it never became Mutter with the Shechita, so it's Nevela. If it's Nevela, then the rest of the Uber, even though it was inside the Recham of the mother, and it became Mutter al yedei de shchita, but at the same time it's going to be tamei because it's making contact with a davar tamei. It's making contact with nevela. Maga nevela is a bra. If you touch a nevela, you become tamei. Zok de Gemara. I don't understand Reb Meir. It's very nice to love this, but at the end of the day, that contact happened when? Because you're saying because it's part of the aver is part of the uber, and it's making contact with the rest of itself. That mag is based on starim, and mag is based on starim is not a mag. So essentially, the Gemara gave two terutz. One terutz the Gemara said, which was ula, and that is that any time you cut a davar katan from a davar gadol, we assume that there's going to be a real maga as you're cutting it. So we don't look at it as magas beis hastarim. According to Ravina, the Teretz says it's true. In theory, it's magas beis hastarim. But if you look at this with your halachic glasses, then what you're supposed to see is two exposed areas. Because kolo'im edlachtoich is kechatoch dami. Thus, even though practically speaking, the contact happened beis hastarim, but I actually see, no, I see a cut up uber, because that's just the way it is. Kolo'im edlachtoich kechatoch dami. Thus, it's not considered magas beis hastarim. We'll be the nafkimina. The nafkamina would be, what happens if you never cut it? Does it become tame or does it not become tame? According to Ula, if you never cut the aver, then there's not going to be tumah, because the tumah was always beis hastarim. According to Ravina, even if you didn't cut the aver from the uber, it's still going to be a problem. Because kolaymid lachtach is kachatach dami, says the Gemara. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. You know what the Mishnah says? When the Mishnah brought Reb Meir's halacha, shochet es imoy, I'm reading from the Mishnah, va'acha kachotcha habasar. Shochet es imoy, va'acha kachotcha habasar. The Mishnah was very clear. Reb Meir said his halacha, two things happened. First you shechted the mother, and then you shechted the Eva. Frek the Gemara, bishleim elo ula. Bishleim according to ula, haino diktani chatcha. I understand why the Mishnah said chatcha sa Eva. Because if you didn't cut the Eva, it's always going to be Tumas Beis HaStorm. Elo the Rabina. But according to Rabina, that holds that even if you don't cut the Eva, it's command the chatuch tami, my chatcha. So why did the Mishnah need to set up Reb Meir's halacha with two Haktamos. Number one, you shechted the mother. Number two, you cut the aver. You don't have to cut the aver. Even if you don't cut the aver, it's still not going to be Tumas Beis Hastaran because without cutting it, it's already kechatuch dami. The reisha had to say chatcha. Ayin sham. So once we mentioned chatcha in the reisha, we mentioned chatcha in the sefer as well. Either way, this is all Rameyashi. Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said that even though the aver was outside of the mother at the time of the shechita, and as a result did not become mutter with the shechita of the mother, but we still don't look at it as neveila. And as a result, the remaining part of the ober that's inside the mother that does become mutter, not only is it mutter b'achila, it's also tahar. It's also not tameh. What do you mean? It's touching the aver. So what was the lashon of the Chachamim? It's like maga treif eshchuta. It's like touching a treif. Rameir said it's like touching a neveila. It's tameh. The Chachamim said it's like touching a treifa. Now, Pasha, what do the Chachamim mean to say? They mean to say it's like touching a treifa, which is not tame. A treifa's usser, but it's not tame. Nevela has yoredeya implications. It's a veheter. You're not letting eat nevela. Also has tumah v'taira implications. If you touch a nevela, you become tame. So many psukim in the Torah. Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Shmini, it's all over the Torah. So that's something that you're not allowed to do. As it relates to treifa, treifa has achila implications. You're not allowed to eat something if it's treif. But at the same time, there is no tumah v'taira implications. But the Gemara felt that the Lashon, it's as if you touch the treifa. Sounds like maybe there is some tumah v'taira implications of a treifa. Because otherwise, what the Chachamim should have said was, as if you touched the regular shchuta. Why they use the word treifa? So the Gemara sees in there that there may be some tumah implications even in a treifa, which sounds like news. Says the Gemara, treifa shchuta mi netanya? Should I make such a subtle deal? Gemara says, yes. Even though we understand ordinarily that treifa is not tame, there's a very important Gemara that treifa sometimes could be metame, and that is in kachim. It's a chumrah, it's a din derabanan, only when it comes to muktashim. But the point is, if this exact animal that was discussed in the Afayim Vezim and Aleph was a behemas kachim, so it was a behemas kachim, and it was an ober, it was haitzias yadai, that even the Chachamim would agree this tumah on the uber. It'd be a tumah mid rabbanon by virtue of the fact that a kachim that touches even a treifa, the point's not a regular aver shchuta that has no issues with it, where the uber that's touching it is 100% glak kosher l'maharshin. It's not. At the same time, it was in contact with a treifa. Not neve like Rameir, but treifa l'may nafkamina, if this behemah was a behemah's kachim. Either way, the Mishnah then went on to describe an abridged version of the exchange between Rameir and the Chachamim. So Rameir says that one aver, if it's also about achila, that means there was no shchita. If there was no shchita, it's neve. The Chachamim said, mechatesi. You find that something could be asav achila, and it doesn't necessarily have to be nevela. Where do you find that? Treifa. Treifa daichiyak. The Gemara had a little bit of an exchange, a back and forth between Rameir and the Chachamim. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this exchange. Take us to the bottom of the Yomit. Talk to the Gemara, time. Yomit, Rameir told the Chachamim, v'chimiti aroi le'ever zemi de nevela. Shchita zimoy. I mean, according to you, Chachamim, this aver is somehow not nevela. How would it not be nevela? I mean, L'chaira, it's nevela. It's Teretz is, oh, because there was a shechita on the mother. So if you can look at the shechita of the mother as impacting even this aber that was outside of the rechem at the time of the shechita, in kain tatarena b'achila, so why isn't it mutar b'achila as well? You're being inconsistent. Amru lo, yisad ha-chachamim, told Rameh, harbi matzeles, al she'ena gufa, yoysa min shegufa. You find that shechita can work better for something that's not part of the mother then for something that is part of the mother, because we saw in the Sefer of the Mishnah, if somebody cuts part of the Ober, it was the Sefer of the first Mishnah of the Parak, somebody cuts part of the Ober and he leaves that body part inside the mother, and then you shech the mother, but if you would cut a part of the mother, a part that doesn't make it a treifa necessarily, but an important part nonetheless, such as the spleen or the kidneys of the mother, and you will leave it inside the mother, it would be also b'achila. So you see, shechita could sometimes impact something that's not part of the mother better than it can part of the mother. Either way, if this Gemara seems a little bit sasun, these last few lines, it should. It's fake the Gemara, my kamar, which in short means, what did we just say? Amar Rava, so Rava said, V'amri lokadi, chasure mechzer v'achipani. We have to insert some language, and we can make sense of this. Zok, the Gemara, the Rameir. Rameir's tied into the Chum was like this. Again, was taking this from scratch now. V'chimiti arei le'ever zemi de'nevel. Shchita zima. You tell me the Chachamim that one ever is namatama k'nevel. Why? Because of the Shchita. Ki tatirena b'achila. Then you have to be consistent. If the Shchita works for the ever, for Toma, it should work for the ever, it should be mutam achila as well. Amar Lai, so they told him, treifa teichiach. Well, it's not muchach. You find sometimes that Shechita could be metar something from nevela and not be matir b'achila. Where do you find that? By treifa. Sheshchitasim metarasim b'den nevela b'matirasim b'achila. You find that if you shecht an animal, that's a treifa. The animal is not going to be tummy anymore, but at the same time, it's not going to be mutar. Amar lehen. So Rameir told the Chachamim loyim tiara shechitas treifa oisa davar shigufa. It's true. You find sometimes this idea, this spalt, but at the same time, you only find it if the thing that you shechted is in it of itself the thing that you want to be metaher. So you shechted an animal, so you can bifurcate the status of this animal as it relates to the shechita work with regards to tuma v'taira, or did it work with regards to itav v'heter? But where do you find that with regards to shechting one thing and it impacting something else? The taira is ha'ever dover she'ina gufa, but over here, the shechita of the mother, you want to be metaher, the ever of the uber, which is a dover she'ina gufa. They told him, just the opposite. Rameir in Svara, it's punkt fakert. Anulay harbe matzeles al she'ina gufa yoizem gufa. You actually find that shechita can impact something that's not part of itself more favorably than something that's part of itself. Where do you find it? That's the safe in the Mishnah. If you cut a part of the uber and you leave that body part inside the mother, it's going to be mutam. If, however, you cut a part of the mother itself and you leave it inside, it would be aser b'achila. Either way, that was the exchange. The exchange wasn't short. Rameh, it's tainid that you want to know why the eiver that was outside the rechem of mother at the time of the shechita is going to be nevela, because the shechita didn't work for the eiver. And if the shechita didn't work for the eiver, it didn't work for the eiver. If it wasn't matut b'achila, it can't be matar midei tumas nevela as well. The Chachamim, in short, said one has nothing to do with the other. You find in laws of Shechita and Gerudea that the two, it's two separate sugyas. There's the question, did the Shechita work for Tuma V'Taira? And then there's the question, did the Shechita work for Heter Achila? Where do you find that? Dreyfus. I mean, the whole Perigel of Dreyfus screams that. So you find this idea. So once you find this idea, you can apply the idea here as well. What did Rameir say? Rameir said, yeah, you find it when you're discussing the animal itself. Mechatesi, you should find that for the uber as well. Chalas are just the opposite. When it comes to the uber, it's more lenient. Because you see, it's easier to be matter al yidei shechita, a chelik of the uber, believe it or not, than it is to be matter a chelik of the mother that you shechted. It seems counterintuitive. Where do you find such an idea? The Sefer of our Mishnah. You find it in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Tainam Ehochi, another brisa that says the same exact thing. Rameir told the Chachamim, how could the ever not be Tumas Nevela? If it's not mutta b'achila, then it should be tumma tamas nevela. Amrulay, they told him, shechita zimai. If kein tatirena b'achila, manav shach, amrulay, trevet aichiyach, shechitasa mitarosa mitay nevela, mei matirosa b'achila. Amrulahem, if tiara shechitas trefa, so I understand that the trefa, shechita works to be mitarit, that's because it's it itself. Veso ever hamedoldolba. What does that mean? That's going to be the next part of the daf. Dovar shegufa. Well, Shanema will know what that means. Shegufa, that's part of the gov. Titaher es ha-uber. She'ena gufa. But I don't know if you can relate that to the uber, which is not part of the gufa. Amalei, said the Chachamim, told him, no. Harbi matzalas ha-she'ena gufa. Yoisem migufa. You actually find that the shechita works better for something that's not gufa than it does migufa. She'ere shaninu chedek mod uber she'vimeya mutu b'achilu me'atchel ma'akloyos. Asa b'achilu. It's an exact repetition of everything that we just said. So either way, the Gemara, again, it's been discussing the Machloikis, Rameir, and the Chachamim with regards to a Behema Makasha Leleit, Vahoytzi Uber Es Yadei, then you shechted the mother. So at the time that you shechted the mother, the Uber was partially out of its mother. The part that's inside is Mutav Achila. The part that's outside, assuming it's only a hand and not the head, for example, is going to be Asav Achila. The question is, the part that's Mutav Achila, is it Tameh or is it not Tameh? Rameir says it's Tameh. Because if the Aver that's outside is not mutar b'achila, means the shechita never impacted it. If the shechita never had an effect on that eiver, what you're left with is a shtik nevela. If it's a nevela, the uber that's inside is making contact with that eiver, which is nevela. It's a good old-fashioned manga nevela. The halacha is, it's going to be tummy. Frank the Gemara, it's a good old-fashioned manga nevela. It's tumas beis hastare, ula, ravina. We had two terutzim to explain. But that's Rameir's shita. The Chachamim say, no. The Chachamim say, it's true that the shechita did not impact that eiver to be maturit ba'achila, but it did impact. It was chal shechita on that eiver with regards to tumah v'taira. Really, shechita could be chal for this and not for that. Treifa teichiyach, treifa is the guf, just the opposite. It actually makes more sense, being that we're dealing with a chelik of the uber, than it would to say such a chelik if we weren't dealing with a chelik of the uber. Either way, when Rameir was making his argument to the Chachamim, and he said, I understand how you could be mechalik between the shechita being a shechita to take away the tumah, but not being a shechita of heter achila, he said it makes more sense if we're discussing the gufa behema that I shechted versus an uber or an aver of the uber that's inside the mother. What was his lashon? So in the Tanya Nami Hachi, in this second brisa that the Gemara brought, Amalehen, Rameir told the Chachamim, Im tia rosh chitas treifa oisa. I understand it in a classic case of treifa, where we're discussing, I'm shechting this behema, so you'll tell me a chilek, the shechita works for the behema that I shechted, to be matarit mina tumas nevela, but not to be matar mina achila. V'eso ever hamedoldolba. And I understand it also, if there's an ever hamedoldolba, which again is dover shagufa. Where I don't agree with you is when you're dealing with not the animal that I shechted, but the fetus of the animal that I shechted. That was Rameir's argument. But he threw in, v'eso ever hamedoldolba. So what's an ever hamedoldolba? This is an ever that's hanging off the animal. See, you're dealing with an animal, it doesn't have to be a pregnant animal. A regular animal, and one of its avarim is hanging. It's not a trefa, but at the same time, it's eventually this aver is going to fall off. And there's a sugya arucha that the Gemara really discusses at the end of the Masechta, but we're going to have a lot of it right now, that discusses the halachic status of aver hamedoldolba. The most important halacha of aver hamedoldolba is that when you shecht an animal that has an aver hamedoldol, this hanging aver, that aver does not become mutar b'achila. That's the halacha. The question is, if it's not mutar b'achila, is it also tameh? As if it would have been Nevela, or maybe Avram and Achai. I mean, how do you look at Avram Adolubah? Maybe the way you look at it is as if it fell off before I actually shechted it. That's why it doesn't become mutter. If I look at it as if it fell off before I actually shechted it, then I would treat it as a shtick Avram and Achai right now. Avram and Achai is Tameh. Or maybe I look at it as a Nevela. I don't say that it fell off before I shechted it, but at the same time, there's just a din that Shechita doesn't work for it. Now the animal's dead, it fell off after it already died. So that Avram is going to be looked at as Nevela. It's very similar to the sugya that we're learning now. We're discussing an Avram of an Uber that wasn't inside the base Rechem at the time of the Shechita, and that Aver does not become mutter. What about as it relates to Tumah V'Tahira? This is a very, very similar shayla. What's the halacha of an Aver HaMedoldol, not of an Oper, of a regular animal, different case. A regular animal has an Aver HaMedoldol. You shechted it. That Aver does not become mutter b'achila. What about with regards to Tumah? Do we say it's Tameh or do we say it's not Tameh? It seemed clear that Rameir held that it would be Tahar. Because when Rameir was saying that, Chachamim, I'll tell you where I hear your shita. I hear the chilek in the shita being a shita with regards to being matar b'achila versus tumah v'tahira with regards to a regular treifa. Or I hear it even by an aver hamedoldolba. What did Rameir mean when he said, I hear it by an aver hamedoldolba? He meant that over there, even though the shita is not matar b'achila, I can hear that the shita will be matar. Why? Because it's the gufa behema that I'm shechting. But you, Chachamim, want to say it even for the aver of the uber? Which is Eina Gufa, there I don't hear it. The Chacham said, no, I hear it more by the Uber than I hear it by the Aver HaMedoldolba. But either way, it would seem for Rameir that even Rameir, who holds that the Aver of the Uber is going to be Tamei Nevela, would agree that the Aver HaMedoldol, although the Shechita wasn't Matarit Be'achila, it's not going to be Tumas Nevela. Stating that, the Gemara says, Machlekes HaMayroim, what the halacha is, regarding the Aver HaMedoldol with regards to Tumah V'Tahira, and it's not just any Machlokes HaMayroim, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Up Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, K'machlokes bu'ubarin, kach machlokes be'evarin. The same exact Machlokes Rameir and the Chacham. Regarding the Aver of the Uber that was not inside the Rechem at the time of the Shechit, which we know was also Bachil. Is it Tomei Tumas Nevela or not Tomei Tumas Nevela? Rameir said it's Maga Nevela. The whole Uber becomes Tomei. Chachamim say, no, it's not Maga Nevela. It's Maga Shtreifa. And as a result, unless it's Kachim, where it'd be Tomei Midrabanan, it's not going to be Tomei at all. That same exact Machloikis you have Be'ivarim, by the Aver HaMedoldol. Meaning, according to Rameir, the Halach is going to be that it's going to be Tomei. According to the Chachamim, it's not going to be Tomei. Rabbi Yochanan said, Machloikis be'eved the Uber. No, Machloikis is only by the Uber. Aval be'eved the behemo, as it relates to the Eved HaMedoldol, divrei hakol shechita oisin nipo. Everybody agrees, shechita oisin nipo. What does that mean? Rashi says two words. Gemar nefila. Meaning, everybody is going to agree that the Eved HaMedoldol is going to be Tomei. Even the Chachamim that said that the Eved of the Uber that was not inside the Rechem does not become Tameh. But the Aver HaMedoldol is more Chamor, and there everybody agrees that it's going to be Tameh. Oisin Nipol in the sense that when you shech the animal, it just completed what we see had already happened prior to the Shechita. And as a result, we look at it as if the Aver fell off prior to the Shechita, In which case it's going to be tummy. By the way, which tumah will it be if it fell off prior to the shechita? Not tumas nevela, tumas eva merachai, which is very similar to nevela, but if you want to be accurate, it's not tumas nevela, it's rather tumas eva merachai. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yochanan, leave the Rabbanan. What's pshat and what Rabbi Yochanan? Aliba the Rabbanan, meaning it's coming out of Rabbi Yochanan that the Rabbanan are going to be mechalik between the Eiver of the Uber and the Eiver HaMedoldol. And the Eiver HaMedoldol is going to be more chomer according to the Rabbanan than the Eiver of the Uber. So the Gemara says, yeah, I'll tell you, it's very posh the Svara. Hi, yes, late takanta b'chazara. V'holes late takanta b'chazara. Rashi says this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa in the beginning of the parak. Rabbi Yochanan held that when the Uber came out of the Rechem of the Mother, if it put its hand back in, it's going to be okay. So meaning when the Uber's Aver was outside of the Rechem and you shechted the mother, at that point, even though there was a problem, the Shechita had no way of impacting the Aver, but it was a problem, Sheyeshla Rafua, right? Sheyeshla Takana. Well, the Uber could have taken its hand, brought it back inside, and in that case, it would not have been an issue. However, if the Aver is Meduldol, it seems like there's no way to fix that. And if there's no way to fix that, it's a problem that has no Chazara, and over there it's more Chamer. Over there we look at it as if it already fell off. The Shechit is just the Gemar Nefila. Thus it's going to be Tomei Tumas Aver Menachai. So it comes out that Rish Lakish holds that the same Machlek as Ramei the Chamer we had in our Mishnah regarding the Aver of the Uber, you have regarding the Aver HaMeduldol. What's the commonality between the two cases? You have two cases where you're shechted, where there's a part of the animal that's not mutar b'achila, and the question is, does that mean that it's also tameh or not? So in the Mishnah, it's machlekes remein the chachamim. In this case, Rish Lakish says you can have the same exact machlekes remein the chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan said no. When it comes to the Eivra Medudl, everybody agrees that it's going to be tameh. What's the kasha from the brisa we just learned? Meisvei, Yomalam Rameir. What did Rameir say? Rameir was tiny to the chachamim. He said, chachamim, I hear you a chilek. I'm willing to differentiate between the tuma component of the shechita and the heter achila component of the shechita when you're dealing with the guf itself that you shechted. And he said, lo, tiara shechitas trefa oisa. Veso efer, I'm a doldol, but I understand a regular trefa, even though it's asa b'achila, could be tar. Or if there's an efer, I'm a doldol, which is asa b'achila. The animal's not a trefa, but it has an efer, I'm a doldol. I understand that it could be tar, because it's dovesh gufa. Tetaires uber, dovesh ena gufa. Freak the Gemara. How do you read this? Bishle, the Lurib Shem, then Lakish. Bishle, according to Rish Lakish, who says that Rameir that said that by the efer of the uber, being that it's asa b'achila, it's also going to be vela. Holds that by the Eivra Medoldol also being that it's Aser, it's going to be Tamei Nevela. So when Rameir told the Chachamim, I hear your Shita by the Eivra Medoldol, he didn't mean it l'shitasai, because l'shitasai he holds the Eivra Medoldol is like the Eivra of the Uber. What he meant was the Devreye, because Rish Lakish holds that the Chachamim who in our Mishnah hold that the Shchit, although it didn't work to be matter, the Eivra of the Uber, it did work to be Metarit, also holds it's Metarit the Eivra Medoldol. So Meir is telling the Chachamim, I hear you, I know you hold your Shita not only in this Mishnah of Behemah Makasha, I know you hold it in the Sugis in the end of Masechtas Chulin that talk about the Eivra HaMedoldol. And I gladly hear it by the Eivra HaMedoldol. You want to know what I hold? I happen to disagree with you, but at least I hear it. I hear where you're coming from, right? But over here, meaning Lididi, Loishna Eivra the Uber, Loishna Eivra the Behemah, Ki Adodi Ninu. But at least it's understood what Rameir was saying. What's the problem? El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Eivra HaMedoldol is actually more chomer than the Eivra of the Uber. So there's no one in the world that holds that the Eivra HaMedoldol, which is Asa B'Achila, is going to be Tar. Everybody agrees it's going to be Tomei. So what's Rameir saying? Rameir is saying, I hear it by the Eivra HaMedoldol. Really? That's interesting. Even the Chachamim didn't say it by the Eivra HaMedoldol. Nobody hears it by the Eivra HaMedoldol. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, do you understand what Rameir was telling the Chachamim in the Tanya Namiyachi, in the Braisa? So the Gemara says, we're forced to say that we must have had an incorrect version of the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So now we're going to have the same Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but the Lishna Basra, Eli'i it Mahachi, Abra Mishra Melakish, Reish Lakish said, Kamachlekes Bumar, Kach Machlekes Bevar. The same Machlekes Rameir the Chachamim we have in our Mishnah regarding the Eva the Uber, which is also Bachila. Is it Nevela or is it not Nevela? You have by the Eva Medoldol. Eva Medoldol also after you shech the animal, it's also Bachila. Machlekes Rameir and Chachamim, whether it's going to be Tahar is not going to be Tahar. When it was Rabbi Yochanan Hulk, Achleikis Be'eva the Uber. Achleikis is only by the Eva the Uber. Ava Be'eva the Behema. But as relates to the Behema, the Be'akol ain't Shechita is the Nipal. Not the Be'akol Shechita is the Nipal. Just the opposite. Everybody holds the Eva HaMedoldol is more Kuladig than the Aver of the Uber. Meaning, not only the Chachamim hold that the Shechita is going to work to be Metayr Menevela, even Rameir is going to hold that it's going to be Metayr Menevela. The point is, everyone holds it's Metayr Menevela. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, my time is Rabbi Yochanan, Rameir. What's Pshat? So it comes out, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Alibid Rameir, there's a Chilik
between the Eber of the Uber and the Eber Amadol. What is the Chilik? The Chilik is very simple. Or Rameir himself said in the Braisa. The Chilik is the Eber Amadol is part of the animal, as opposed to the Eber of the Uber is only part of the Uber. It's easier for the Shechita to be Metayr, the animal itself, than it is for it to be Metayr, the Eber of the Uber. But as it relates to going back to the Braisa, according to the second Lishna, you can read the Braisa both according to Reish Lakish and according to Rabbi Yechon. According to Reish Lakish, the same Machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim by the Eivor of the Uber you have by the Eivor Amadol. So when the Rav Meir tells the Chachamim in the Brice, I hear your Shita as it relates to the Eivor Amadol, he didn't mean that he agrees with it. It's Livrei Amdi Rabbanu Kam. He just said, I hear it. What you're saying in the Mishnah, Beimah Makasha, I Pasha don't hear. That's what Rav Meir is saying. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's more Geshmak. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even Rav Meir agrees by the Eivor Amadol. Everybody agrees by the Eivor Amadol. So what Rav Meir is telling the Chachamim is, listen, I even agree with you as it relates to the Eivor Amadol. But as it relates to Beimah Makasha with the Uber, I love Gufahu. Over here, I do not hear it. Zokti. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. I'm not finished. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Also in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This is important because we just had two versions of what Rabbi Yochanan holds when it comes to the Tumah component of the Eiver Hamadol. According to the first version, Rabbi Yochanan held that everybody agrees it's Tameh, even the Chachamim. According to the second version, which the Gemara suggested is the Ikra, and we'll see now in the Hemshech of the Gemara, is the Ikra. Everybody agrees, meaning even Rabbi Meir agrees, that is going to be Tahar. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, the name Rabbi Yochanan, everybody agrees, Shemisa Oysa Nipo, that if you have an animal that had an Eiver HaMedoldol, and then it died. It wasn't Shechita. Rather, what happened was, it died. The halacha is, everybody agrees that Eiver HaMedoldol is deemed to have fallen off before the animal died. And as a result, that Eiver will have Tumas Eiver Menachai, not Tumas Nevel. So even though Tumas Eiver Menachai and Tumas Nevel are very similar to each other, but they're not the same. Nevel is much more Chama than Eiver Menachai. And as a result, the Eiver will be viewed to have fallen off before the death of the animal. So we look at it as if it was Purish Menachayim, not Purish Min HaNevela. Nafgamina is it has Tumas Eiver Menachai, it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. And everybody agrees with that. Nobody argues with that. Who's the nobody? The mayor, the Chachamim, everybody agrees. Ve'in Shechita Oysa Nipol. But at the same time, everybody agrees that Shechita is not going to be Oysa Nipol. That if you check the animal, then we don't look at the Eiver as if it fell off, meaning it's not going to be Tumas Eiver Menachai. That is the second version of what Rabbi Yochanan said in the previous Gemara. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef is corroborating. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the second Lishna that we had in understanding Rabbi Yochanan. But he added something. Meaning, the second thing he said was Ein Shechita Oysa Nipol. But his first halacha he said was also very big Kiddush. That Misa is Oysa Nipol. That for some reason, this Shiloh, when the animal that has the Eiver HaMedoldol is now dead. So do you look at the Eiver as if it fell off previously and the Misa just completed, it was the Gemar Nefila, like Rashi said in Amar Aleph. Nah. So till now, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, one Lishna, two Lishnas, maybe it's Tony Machlekes or Meir Chachamim. Now the Gemara is being Mechadish that it could be there's another factor that we need to take into consideration, and that is, how did the animal die? Did it die naturally? Was it Misa? Or did it die Al Yidei Shechita? Kuli Alma says the Gemara, Misa is Oysa Nipol, meaning if it dies Misa, then we look at the Eiver as if it had fallen off previously, it's going to be Eiver Menachai, Shechita Zein Oysa Nipol, says the Gemara. But Mayaskina, what are we talking about? Ilema be'Eiver de'Uber. Rabbi Yochanan said, Misa Oysa Nipol, Ein Shechita Oysa Nipol. Was he referring to the Eiver de Uber? So when we explained the Gemara, we explained that he was referring to the Eiver HaMedoldol. That's based on the Maskana, what the Gemara is going to say right now. But here the Gemara is just walking through it in real time. Are we talking about the Eiver of the Uber, Miflik Pligi? You can't say, Hakol Moedem. There's a Mishnah where there's a Machlokes, Remain the Chachamim, Ela Be'Eiver de Behema. What he means is the Be'Eiver of the Behema. And we're discussing the Eiver HaMedoldol, and that's Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that even though there's machlokes made the chum in our Mishnah, but as it relates to the Eiver HaMedoldol, there it's going to be different. Everyone's going to agree, no machlokes. Misa is Oysa Nipol, Shechita is Ein Oysa Nipol. But the Gemara asks another kasha, and that is Misa Tanina, Shechita Tanina. Both of these halachas of Yochanan seem to be Mefurish and Mishnayis. Misa Tanina, we do have this halacha, where's this a Mishnah? That Misa is Oysa Nipol. It's a Mishnah later in the Masechta, the Kamon Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Misa Behema. If the Behema dies, the Basar Tzarech Hechsher. The halacha is the Basar needs Hechsher in order for it to be Mekabel Tumah. The Ha'ever Metame Mishom Eve Menachai. The Ene Metame Mishom Eve Menavelo. Divir Ameir. So we're discussing discussing over here an animal that died that had an Avraham Medoldol, and the halacha is that the basar is not Tameh. The only way the basar of the Avraham Medoldol is Tameh is if it becomes Hochshel Kabbal Tumah. But it's not Tameh in and of itself. That's another way of saying it. It's not an Avela, because if it was an Avela, it wouldn't have to have Hechshel Kabbal Tumah. Hechshel Kabbal Tumah means if you're getting your Tumah from somewhere else. If you're a source of Tumah, you don't need to be Hochshel Kabbal Tumah, right? So if the Mishnah says that the basar needs to be Hochshel Kabbal Tumah, it means it's not basar in Avela. The next part of Mishnah is literally Mefurish. Nobody argues with Rameir, says Rashi. So if that's the case, Kuliyam, it's a Mefurish of Mishnah. Everybody holds that Misa Zaisanipal. That if you had an animal that had an Avraham Medoldol, then the animal died, you look at that Aver now is being Aver Menachai. That's why it's not Tomei Tomas Nevelo. That's why the Basa you don't have to worry about. Shchita Nami Tanino. The Gemara says that Shchita is also Mefurish Mishnah. The fact that Shchita is Oisanipal, which seemed to be a whole discussion. Now the Gemara is saying, oh, by the way, it's a Mefurish Mishnah. Where is it? A Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nishchita Behema. If you shecht a Behema, Huchshiru Bidamea. The halach is that they become hukshar, they referring to the Aver. We'll see, the Gemara is giving Medayik the word they. The Aver should be it. Lashon Yachid. What's the Lashon Rabin? The Nishchata Behema, hukshar Rubidamea, it could become hukshar the Kabbalah Tumadiv Rameir. Rab Shimon Oimer, loy hukshar. Now, what do you mean it should be hukshar or loy hukshar? Why don't we say that the halacha is that it's Tameh? It should be Tameh, Tumas, Eve Menachai. Now here, there's no discussion of really being Tumas Nevela. The Gemara assumes because he shechted it. But the question is, at the very least, it should be Tumas Eve Menachai. You see, there's no Tumas Eve Menachai. And who said it? Oh, Rameir said it. So you see, Mefurish, that even Rameir, who holds an Ar Mishnah when it comes to the Aver, the Uber, that there's going to be Tumah. Over here, he seems to say, Nishchata Behema, as it relates to the Aver, Hochshiru B'damel. But the Gemara is asking this as a kasha now. Because if Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of Hakol Moedim Shemisa Oisanipal is a Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that Ein Shchita Oisanipal is a Mishnah, then why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say it? Rabbi Yochanan's an Amayra. The Amiram didn't repeat Mishnayas. The Rabbanim, the Amiram were commentary on the Mishnayas. They explained the Mishnayas. They asked questions, Tekus, Ibayalus, Rayas, things. But they didn't repeat verbatim Mishnayas. So if that's the case, what's this big chiddush? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef says, "Ich hab gehört von Rabbi Yochanan." It's Mishnayis. It's Mishnayis, and the Masechta is Chulin. So the Gemara answers the second kasha. So it relates to the second kasha that Ein Shchita Oisin Nipol isn't in a Mefurish Mishnah. Later, the Gemara says no, because what did the Mishnah say? Nishchita Behema Huchshiru B'damech. Now we're assuming, what does Huchshiru mean? That the only way the Aver Hamadoldol to become Tameh is if it's first Huchshel Kabbal Tumah. Why? Why isn't it Eve Menachai? See, you see that Shchita Zein Oisin Nipol. The Gemara says maybe that's not what the Mishnah means. Maybe it's referring to the Basa. The Basa has to be Huchsha. What's the Svara? Because even though there's Alach of Eve Menachai, there's no Alach of Basa Menachai. One of the differences between Eve Menachai and Nevela is by Nevela, every Kazayas Basa is Tameh. When it comes to Eve Menachai, it's only the Eve. You need Eve. Once it's Aver, then the Basa, which is attached to the Aver, is Tameh. But you need to have an Aver. So maybe Huchshiru is referring to the Basa. Nishchata Behema, Huchshiru B'damea. That being that there was a proper Shchita, although the Shchita maybe was Oisanipol, and the Aver itself will be Tameh, but the Basa is not going to be Tameh. And the reason the Basa is not going to be Tameh is because there's no Issa Aver Menachai if all you have is Basa without any Aver. And being that there was a Shchita, so that Shchita work even for the Avraham Medoldol in the sense that its boss is not going to be Tameh. But you don't see Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, because Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is that there's no Aver Menachai, which means that even the Aver would require Hechshel Lekabel Tumah. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah says Huchshiru, they. What is they referring to? We're assuming it's referring to the Aver. Maybe it doesn't mean the Aver, maybe it means the boss. But the Gemara says Ha Huchshiru Ktani. Huchshiru is a Lashon Rabin. Isn't the Lashon Rabim of Huchshiru, isn't that in and of itself a raya that this pronoun of Huchshiru, they, what's it referring to? Oh, must be it's referring to Sai the Basar and Sai the Aver, but the point is it includes in it the Aver. Mara says no. Maybe it's they is all referring to the Basar. Why do you need a Lashon Rabim to refer to one thing? Basar should be in the singular. It's two types of basar. Chad lebasar perish min ha'ever, v'chad lebasar perish min ha'behema. One is the basar perish min ha'behema, reverse order, v'chad lebasar perish min ha'ever. There's two types of basar. There's the basar that was perish from the behema directly, and then there's the basar that was perish from the Avraham Medoldol. My umma, the high me'ai, what's the difference? So the Gemara, so good, I would have thought, you would have thought The chiddush is that the basa that was part of the Eiver HaMedoldol, being that when it's part of the Eiver, it takes on chumras and tumah v'tahira of Eiver Menachai, even though it's not an Eiver. But when it's attached to an Eiver, it has a special place in the halachas of tumah v'tahira, because it can take on the status of Eiver, because it's part of the Eiver, and Eiver Menachai has special rules of tumah. So the basa that's attached to Eiver has special rules of tumah. So you would have thought a new chiddush, a new random chiddush. You would have thought that any time you have basa that falls off an Eiver, maybe even if the animal had a good shechita, maybe that basa could become tameh without first becoming hukshal lekabel tameh, without mesechtes machshirin. Why would you think that? Usually food cannot become tameh unless it's first hukshal lekabel tameh. This is a different type of food. This is flesh that's attached to an Eiver, which sometimes has the chumrah of an Eiver, Eiver menachai. So you find one chumrah, maybe you would think another chumrah. Kamash malan.